council. The first grant is the Milton Fire Department. They're requesting $1,000 to help with the cost of a memorial plaque to be revealed at the 50th anniversary of the Milton Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary. Last council grant for the Milton Ladies Auxiliary was in 2008.
With what, $2,000?
No, no, no. It was 2008 was the last time we gave them anything, so it's been quite some time.
Yeah.
Is your motion $2,000?
They're requesting $1,000.
Don't you spend my money. Oh, that's our money. It's taxpayers' money.
Yeah, just talking like
they're needing $1,000.
They're requesting $1,000.
It's a good thing. I think I would like to do that. $1,000 from my account.
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole, to grant the Milton Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary's 50th anniversary celebration out of Mrs. Deaver's account, $1,000.
I thought it was $2,000.
No, she said $1,000. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Harlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Westside New Beginnings is in need of $6,000 to purchase a van for transporting low-income children to and from the community center in West Rehoboth. Their mission is to promote literacy, learning, and health. Westside Beginnings received a $1,500 grant from Mr. Cole through the Rehoboth Beach Lions Club to help with their transportation cost.
I would like to give another $1,500 to that effort, help with that purchase of that van.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second.
I would like, if I may, Mr. President. This is the same organization that came and presented to us. Is that not correct?
Yep.
And this is for specifically for a van to transport
children,
the children
back and forth to their
which was of great need. So I would like to provide $500, if I may, from my.
Sure. Be glad to accept it, Mrs. Deaver. Would you like to chip in a little bit?
Lot of those people live in my.
Yes, they do. Yes, they
I
do. I'm glad you're aware of that.
$250 out of my account.
$250.
So. We have a motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Wilson,
yes,
to grant $1,500 from Mr. Cole's account, $500 from Mr. Arlett's account, and $250 Mrs. Deaver's account. In my mind, that's $2,250.
Very good.
Okay. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Delaware Technical and Community College is requesting $1,000 for their Kids on Campus program. The program offers courses for 2 to 16-year-olds to help improve their English, reading, and math skills. Last year, they had over 1,000 participants. The $1,000 will allow 10 low to moderate income students experience the benefits of this week-long summer camp. Last grant received was $1,000 from the countywide youth program.
I'll make that motion. We do that again.
It's a good idea. Now, second it.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $1,000 from our countywide youth service grant to the Delaware Tech Community College for Kids on Campus program. And this benefits moderate to underprivileged children. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Any questions on that motion? Question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yeah, I still question. This is at a state university backing organization, so I would think that they have the funding for this, but I still question the need for it, but in the end, I will still vote yes, but I still question the need.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Georgetown Rotary Club through the Delaware Community Foundation is requesting the purchase of flags to fly in honor and memory of our military, first responders, and community heroes. The flags will be displayed on the circle at Del Tech and the entrance to downtown Millsboro. Proceeds from the event support local youth programs, scholarships, and the Rotary's community projects. There is no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $550, which was $200 from Mr. Phillips, $200 from Mr. Wilson, and $50 from the other three members of council.
Pleasure, council.
I'd be willing to suggest maybe $100 from each council person.
We have a second for that?
I'll give a second.
Have a second. So the motion from Mrs. Deaver, second Mr. Wilson, to grant $500
right.
To the...
They got before.
They got $550 last time, but $500 to the Delaware Community Foundation for the Georgetown Millsboro Rotary Club's Flags for Heroes project, being $100 per council person.
So that won't be cut sharp what it was before. I'll go another $100.
Okay. So motion is, if it's okay, Mrs. Deaver, motion is $600, being $500 from each account, except Mr. Wilson's going to give $200.
Good.
Okay. And that second came from
I'll accept that.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arland?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Next one's the Children of the Delaware National Guard Youth Camp. They're requesting support for their annual fund drive. This annual youth camp provides the opportunity for 130 children in the National Guard personnel to experience a quality summer camp at little to no cost. There is no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $1,000 from the countywide youth program.
Pleasure, Council.
It's my understanding that the camp is at in Bethany Beach there at the National Guard camp.
I think it's the National Guard camp, yes.
Pretty good night.
And, and I've seen it in action. There are a heck of a lot of kids there.
Yeah.
From all over. So it's a very worthwhile program. So that's just my 2 cents worth. But I would say that we would give another. It was $1,000 last time. That if there's support, we'll do it again. And we'll...
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Now, we could give this to out of the youth fund?
That's
where it came from.
Okay, that's where it came from. Okay, same thing then, yes.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $1,000 to the Children of the Delaware National Guard Youth Camp for camp operations, being $1,000 out of our countywide youth grant. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arland?
Yeah, yes, and being a child of a veteran, I will tell you it is very challenging, very challenging.
I
so I would be very happy to do
so
that.
What?
Mr. Wilson? I also vote yes. I think it's certainly a worthwhile thing. These people serve us every day. It's the least we could do, I think, for the children.
I'll tell you something interesting. You know how you've heard about in different communities across the country where they're doing some, I guess, terrorist type of training and different types of things? Coming by our bike shop the other morning out of the National Guard camp, they had their guns and they were doing an exercise going down the street like they were on patrol. They'd stop and they'd block traffic, and it was we thought we were under assault.
Do you think that had a great deal to do because of where your bike shop's located?
Well, I think there was concern that we were charging too much money for a daily rental.
And there was, I would not be at all surprised at.
And I think they were protesting it, is what my initial reaction was.
Mr. Moore, proposed zoning ordinance introduction.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. There's one, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a LI2 light industrial district for certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke Country, Sussex County, containing 1.079 acres, more or less.
Where was that? I'll introduce.
Excuse me.
Mr. Cole introduced it.
And Mr. Wilson.
It's Sam's district. Mr. Cole introduced.
I'm working for Sam today.
I'll introduce.
Too late.
I'll second it.
Wait, yeah, we'll be easy. You both can introduce it. It'll be a joint introduction.
It's too late.
It's in my district.
Council member comments. Anybody got any comments from council? Mm-mm. Anyone?
So, sure. I can't wait till we get started working on that comprehensive land plan.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes, sir. Just very briefly, I look forward to the budget discussion on Thursday. I know we will be... participating in that workshop, looking forward to that. And we have been spending a lot of time this last week in Laurel at the little Miss Laurel pageant and Miss Laurel pageant and all the little leagues. So this last week, so it's been a fun week being out with the folks and enjoying all the festivities. So I just wanted to publicly be thankful.
Anything else from council? I will, just good news sometimes isn't hard to find once in a while, but I guess I think it's kind of a miracle, I'll tell you. We had a little child over in, her mother works for the city of Seaford. A young 4-year-old Braden went to AI DuPont back around Thanksgiving and needed a heart. He's been here ever since then. They had to put an actually artificial outside of his body to do his pumping. His heart wouldn't keep up with it. And 20 days ago, he got a heart from a donor. Of course, a child had to lose his life for that, but he got a heart 20 days ago. They did a biopsy a couple days ago on the donor heart. Everything is fine. He came home yesterday.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
That's just a great,
wonderful,
great miracle, I think.
Mm-hmm. That's good news.
Entertain a motion to go into executive session for land acquisition and personnel.
Yes.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Absolutely.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes.